face is a political tsunami in the United States, and they have no way of holding it back. And that's why, in the wake of Kirk's death and in the days before his death, some of these Zionist money men have started a full-on takeover campaign of the U.S. media, which we can talk about. It's like a full court press in the United States. Netanyahu had been waging a seven front war in the region, and now the United States has become the eighth front. And they want to prevent anyone from being able to express themselves anywhere in the digital online ecosystem by just buying it all.
We see the effort to break down our bond in America and other parts of the world. That partnership that promotes Judeo-Christian values, that protects in Israel Christians as nowhere else in the Middle East. Put on its head by a campaign of lies. Israel is now portrayed as the enemy of Christians. And the enemies of Christians are portrayed as the friends of the United States. So Israel, the guardian of Christianity in the Middle East, presented on American television by purchased influencers. It's presented as the enemy of Christianity. What folly, what lies, what a travesty of truth.
Elohim, love Israel.
Praise God. God
loves Israel. God has
love this
in the Lord. I don't know. It's
all speed. No. No. In the name of Yeshua, right?
Oh,
oh.
He slapped my face.
Wow.
He slapped my face.
Ah, Jewish people. Ducky.
Oh, 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 oh.
So one of the things we have fought now, a seven-front war, we have an eighth front, and that is the front and the battle for truth. And I can think of no one who can carry this battle alongside with us, no one who can do it better than you on this channel, than you, Paula. And our many Christian friends, we must fight for our common values, we must stand up for the truth. And by standing up for the truth, you stand up with Israel, and you stand with the Jewish people against this abomination of falsehoods. We can win this war exactly as we win the Seven Front War. And I thank you for your support.
We need to recognize that there is an eighth front in this war. It might not be a terrestrial border that you can find on a map, but this domain is as volatile, is as violent, and is as vital to our future. The information sphere, the infosphere, is the eighth front in this war. And seizing the high ground in the fight for global public opinion is... is a battle that's as important to the long-term war as what you've done in Lebanon and Syria.
worldwide problem. The people on the, you know, on the extremes, the Islamists, the radical Islamists, and their union with the ultra progressives, they often speak about human rights, they speak about free speech, but they use violence to try to take down their enemies. Whether it's President Trump, who's been almost assassinated twice, or, you know, they try to kill me here too, but they got Charlie Kirk, and it's just heartbreaking.
Look, it's clear that the hardened anti-Zionists are from the far left are the photo inverse of the white supremacists from the far right.
I see these videos. I see these images of mass protesters breaking into buildings, barricading the furniture. And look, I'm reminded of January the 6th. That's what this looks like to me. I mean, we talk at ADL about right-wing extremists, about masked Proud Boys showing up at school board meetings, about Oath Keepers wearing masks. I look at this, and this is what I see. Doing.
But all these encampments at universities and all these things, that's promoted by far left movement or ideology. Far right ideology, when you mesh it with the far left, any level of crazy gets more crazy. It's just that the far right people, when they get fucking mad, then they're gonna start fucking shit up.
Wearing a swastika on their arm, I'm sorry, you shouldn't tolerate it if they're wearing a graffiti.